Let's start at the very beginning. What are torrent services?
So torrent services are where a site will post a link to a file and essentially users download that and then share it with everyone else who also wants the same file.
And this was a big thing with music in particular, but also with video. It seemed like its day had kind of come and gone. This sounds like a big reemergence.
Yeah, clearly, you know, in the Napster days, way back when, this really started out in the music space. But as bandwidth became more available for consumers, video files started to be the biggest draw of the service because it was very hard to get video because of pay services and movies, et cetera. And it had declined over the past, you know, 5 years, essentially, as people like Netflix started to aggregate content. But that's changed over the past few years as the streaming market specifically has fragmented and a lot more money has been put into exclusive content.
We saw the crackdown after people were able to get all their free music off Napster. Are we expecting to see anything comparable regarding video?
Yeah, there's a lot of attempts to do this already. In the EU, they're trying to block out torrent sites that basically serve as aggregators for this content. You will see ISPs deliver to their subscribers notices saying that, you know, we saw you sharing files, so please stop. But it's a very tricky market because it's very portable. Subscribers can just move to different servers and they hide behind VPNs and they use different protocols. So it's something where I expect to see them to try and stop it, but it's a very, very difficult thing once it's out of the box.
You know, based on your research, what percentage of internet users are savvy enough, clever enough, diligent enough, you know, as you described? This is not necessarily the easiest thing to do. I can't just walk home and switch on my computer and do this without some preparation. So how many people are really engaged in this?
Well, it's interesting. So you mentioned in the preview things like Game of Thrones and Handmaid's Tale. And Game of Thrones is certainly a big driver. In fact, yeah, this report was done when there was no Game of Thrones season on, so I actually think the numbers are a little lower than they would be if I had caught it in the middle of season 8 for Game of Thrones. But when you look online after an episode of The Walking Dead or after Game of Thrones or even when the new Avengers movie comes out in one part of the world and not in the other, and you will see anywhere from 10 to 30, 40,000 people that are actively either downloading or uploading a file to try and get a copy of that movie. And so, you know, this is not millions of people necessarily doing it at the same time, but there is a large community that cycles in and out when new content comes out that they want that may not be available in their region. Or, as I said in the report, if they can't afford to buy a Netflix service plus an Amazon Prime plus Hulu plus, you know, HBO Go, etc.
In your report, did you folks dig into any of the whys behind this? I would imagine if you asked most folks, do you feel it's okay to walk into a store and shoplift, they would be horrified and say no. But they seem to have no qualms about stealing this kind of product.
Well, I mean, you know, this is always a tricky thing because the interesting thing about the technology itself is we did see, as Netflix began to make content available, the numbers went down. So when there was a concerted effort to aggregate content and make it easy and cheap for people to get access, they stopped doing this. Now that it's getting more difficult because, again, of the proliferation of services and content, some people who really want that content are just choosing that this is the only way they can do it. So, you know, it's a very tough thing. You know, I see this, you know, I've gotten quite a few comments. One of the torrent sites that actually talks about the technology and the trends posted this report, and many of the comments, if you went down and looked into the point, is many people think, well, you know, the studios are not giving me the good opportunity, or they don't deserve the money. So there are, again, various opinions, as you would in many cases, where one side of the thing says, I would pay if I could, but you're not giving me an opportunity to. So I think the opportunity for content owners is to find ways to make it easier to get your content to users, and that will decrease this pirating technology.
Last quick question for you. Is there much evidence that people are prying these files away in the pirate mode and then handing them off to others who are not as technologically savvy as to be part of the torrent thing themselves?
You used to see this throughout Asia, you know, when I traveled in past years, you know, in places like China and Singapore and others. When you'd walk down the street, there would be people, and even in New York City, who was selling DVDs of the latest movies that weren't available on DVD yet, that just came out of theaters, and the person had essentially downloaded a torrent file and then burned it to a DVD and were out selling it. So I don't see that nearly as much now, and I think that's because obviously, you know, law enforcement looks out for that, but also because it is so much easier than it used to be to get access to this, that people, there isn't as much of a market for that as there used to be.
Mr. Cullen, thanks for your thoughts this morning. Cam Cullen, Vice President of Global Marketing at Sandvine, the research and network company that wrote a report about these torrent services and how more and more people are using them.